Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, before we get back into those calls, can I get that audio one more time? And I want the audio of the owner, too. I've said this before. I'm going to say it again. I don't think this story's over with. I just think it's getting started. I know how badly baseball wants it to go away. I know how badly Rob Manfred wants it to go away. But what the Astros did today was so embarrassing. It was offensive, and it's not hyperbole. It's offensive. I know Verlander's going to be at the fulcrum of this for you because he's a former Tiger, and we'll get there. But I want you to listen to the owner first, because when you hear this, it is one of the most remarkable bits of nonsense I've ever heard. I mean it, ever. Ever. It's almost as bad as when Patrick Ewing said, we make a lot of money, but we spend a lot of money. Like, take a listen to the Astros owner regarding, now, we're here to apologize today. We're here to move past this. Listen to this piece of audio. Let me repeat for you. Today was supposed to be about apologizing and moving forward. The quote, it didn't affect the game, is utterly preposterous. I mean, are you aware you're being sued by Major League Baseball players like Mike Bolsinger, whose career was basically ended by you in a game where there were like 13 bangs on the drum and you hung like 13 runs on the guy? Didn't affect the game. How about the series against the Yankees where you couldn't score at Yankee Stadium, but you couldn't be stopped at your place? And Jose Altuve had like a record-setting OPS in the playoffs. How do you get up there and say, we had a good team, it didn't affect the game, nothing to see here? That's not arrogance. That's not hubris. That's delusion. That's just don't give an F. But then, Mr. Verlander, ultimate Chatty Cathy, the guy who blasts people for PEDs, the guy who blasts people for cheating, we finally get to hear from Justin Verlander. And we get the old, I wish I had done more routine. And then, when pressed for when he found out that his teammates were cheating scumbags, maybe at what point was it actionable? Verlander slinked away like a jellyfish. Take a listen to this. That is arguably the weakest piece of audio you will ever hear. This is a guy who blasts people for cheating, stealing signs, PEDs. You're a part of, your teammates are a part of, you benefited by one of the great cheating scandals in the history of sports. Well, you know, we came here to apologize, and I think that sentiment was conveyed, and I'd rather not get into it. Let me tell you what I'd rather not get into it means. Verlander knew they were cheating the day he got there. He doesn't want to speak about the timeline. I'm going to go ahead and tell you exactly how I feel. He knew they were cheating the day he got there, and he didn't say anything because he was benefiting. Period. Period. Oh, a pitcher doesn't benefit? Oh, right. Got it. Yeah, that whole thing called offense is what benefits. Pitchers benefit. I got to be honest. If you're a Tiger fan and one of these suck-ups for Justin Verlander, I don't know how you defend this guy. I mean, I'm talking about none of the Astros should go to the Hall of Fame. None. Altuve, out. Bregman, out. Verlander, out. Gone. Gone. If guys who took drugs to get better, which is a lesser sin than this are barred from the Hall of Fame? Out. Out. One of the great pitchers of my lifetime at certain points of his career. Out. Look, it's already been said. I think it was Alex Wood who said it with the Dodgers. I'd rather face a guy on steroids than a guy who knows what pitch I'm throwing. It's the God's honest truth. What the Astros did was take an art form of stealing signs, and they took it to a level that made it the grandest bit of cheating in history. And Justin Verlander, Mr. Talker, gets up there with that audio. You know what Verlander should have said? Guys, it's embarrassing. What do you want me to say? Do I believe we still won the World Series? Do I believe we're good enough? Do I believe we win it with or without it? Yes, I do. Am I embarrassed? Of course I am. Should I have done more? Yes, I should have. When did I find out? I knew from the beginning. It's something that just went too far. Get up there like a man. That's absurd. That comment is absurd by him. You can laugh. You do whatever you want. Yeah, I'm a bitter Yankee fan. But I'll tell you now, none of the Astros would get my Hall of Fame vote. None of them. You're out. It's the greatest cheating scandal, arguably, ever. Ever. It's worse than any bit of steroids. Any needle in any ass. Any cream, any clear. It's worse than all of it. Because even if you're roided out, you don't know what pitch is coming. You're not being told what's about to happen. If a sign gets stolen because a team is lazy, it's one thing. This wasn't laziness. This was video equipment. This was staff members. This was organized. This was a system, and a system of escalation. This isn't the catcher coming out going, hey, listen, guy on second did this last at bat. I think he knows what's coming. I think he's tipping the batter off. Switch up our signs. You kidding me? I'd love to hear from some Tiger fans here because I think Verlander comes off like a total fraud. And to me, hey, you think it's too much or it's typical radio, that's fine. Nobody from 17, 18, and 19 on the Houston Astros, nobody at the Hall of Fame. None. All banned. All barred. Same as Bonds, same as Roger, same as McGuire, all gone. Nope. Not happening. Just my humble take.
Well, is this story just going to be allowed to go away?
No.
Because we, that's my fear, though, Mike.
There are lawsuits. This today, between Jim Crane and between Verlander, these comments today put nitroglycerin into the mix because the Astros are not showing contrition. The Astros are not sorry. The Astros are being delusionally defiant. And Verlander, all the while, the softest opinion you could have. That's embarrassing on his part.
He's always been very vocal against sign stealing when he was in Detroit.
Crushed people.
One more piece from Crane here for you.
Jeez. Thanks.
But that's my thing, though. I hope that it's not just, hey, we're going to say we're sorry, we're going to admit it, we're going to accept the punishment, and now it's just going to disappear.
Hey, Mike, this thing was so bad that Carlos Beltran lost his managerial job in a different city. Joey Cora lost his managerial job in a different city. It's coming out now that Beltran was the godfather of the operation. Mike, this thing, you will never sell me now, as far as this has gone. You've gotten a player, you've gotten the bench coach, you've gotten the manager, you've gotten the GM. Let me tell you how this works. The owner should be forced to sell. The penalty should be stiffer, and none of these bums should go to the Hall of Fame. None of them. None. It's ridiculous. It's utterly ridiculous. And don't tell me, it's not every bit as bad as Pete Rose betting on his own team. If you could show me Rose bet against his team, that's worse. But I haven't seen that. This is as bad as it gets. And for Verlander, that audio is something else.
It's like, I don't know if he just wants sympathy. I really regret. I lose sleep at night. I should have said something sooner. Is that going to make
Justin,
his image better?
Justin, when did you find out? I don't want to get into that. You don't want to get into it because you knew the day you got off the plane. Hey, what are they doing banging that drum over there? Oh, don't worry about it, JV. Jose's got diarrhea. All right, no problem. Like, how do you think that conversation goes? Hey, what's this room behind a curtain back here? Justin, you may as well cop to it. I think people would have more respect for you. Hey, you know what? We're all athletes at the highest level. We're all trying to get a competitive edge. It went too far. Nothing I'm going to say is going to change your mind. I understand there'll be people that will never forgive us. But instead, give me that mealy-mouthed opinion one more time. I got to have it. I mean, you know what I envision? Someone holding a gun to the back of his head as he's saying that. Don't you dare admit when you found out. Like, this is a guy. Yeah, so here's what we're going to do for you, JV. You're not going to the Hall of Fame. That's how that works. I mean, this is like in the movie when the hostage is forced to go on the phone and be like, yeah, everything's great. And then they pan away and there's a gun to the back of their head. No, it's good. Nothing's wrong over here. Like, honest to God. 248-539-9797. We got to mix this into 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.